J.D. Vance on Kamala Market Crash, Where Is She? By Nick Gilbertson on August 5, 2024. Republican Vice Presidential nominee J.D. Vance is calling out Vice President Kamala Harris for her silence on Monday after major U.S. stock indexes saw sharp falloffs. This moment could set off a real economic calamity around the globe. It requires steady leadership, the kind President Trump delivered for 4 years, Vance wrote in a post on X. Kamala Harris is too afraid to answer media questions and cannot lead us in these troubled times. He added the hashtag where's Kamala. Harris has notably not commented on the sharp drops in the Dow Jones Industrial, the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, and other indexes as of this writing. Breitbart News economics editor John Carney writes that the falloff reflects heightened fears that the U.S. economy may be headed for a serious economic slump, adding, the decline highlights the level of worry among investors since economic data released last week showed unemployment rising and job growth slowing more than expected. Surveys of manufacturers also indicated a steep falloff in activity in the sector, which is often a bellwether for the economy. The economy added just 114,000 jobs in July, according to the Department of Labor, significantly below the 180,000 forecast. Separate surveys of business executives known as purchasing managers by the Institute for Supply Management and S&P Global both showed that factory activity had contracted in the month. Carney also notes that the contours of the presidential race could have a hand in Monday's trend, considering the market had risen when former President Donald Trump was the clear leader in the race, and Monday's decline coincides with Harris's ascent in the polls. CNN even noted Monday that the S&P 500's performance has closely correlated with Trump's trend. Trump hammered Harris Monday over the crash in a series of Truth Social posts. Of course there is a massive market downturn. Kamala is even worse than Crooked Joe. Markets will never accept the radical left lunatic that destroyed San Francisco and California, as a whole, Trump wrote in one post. Next move, the Great Depression of 2024. You can't play games with markets. Kamala crash. He added. Voters have a choice, Trump prosperity, or the Kamala crash and Great Depression of 2024. Not to mention the probability of World War LLL if these very stupid people remain in office. Remember, Trump was right about everything. He added in a subsequent post.